Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday, November 17th. It's a Monday. Just to remind you.
It is. I don't think anyone forgets the first day of the week.
No, like, huh? I know. It was a nice, relaxing weekend. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything special?
No.
Nothing
special? I'm trying to think.
Nothing special. Okay, you would have remembered if you had.
That's true.
Yeah.
I watched Avatar for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, and you're not that much into science fiction, right?
No, but I liked it. It was a good movie. It had more of a story than a lot of the... It wasn't all robots.
Right.
Even though the avatars, I guess, are kind of robots, but...
Yeah.
They look like
but
people.
But it was visually stunning, though, right?
Yeah, it
I
was.
I mean, all the animation and stuff mm-hmm. was amazing.
Yes, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I don't remember if the story was that great, was it?
I liked it.
Did
it's kind
you?
Of a love story
right.
mixed in with everything else that's going on, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. It was pretty cool.
I enjoyed
cool.
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember much of it. I just remember visually, but not the story, really. But it was revolutionary when it came out.
Yeah.
You know, it was definitely a step forward for animation.
Cost like $270 million to make.
Wow.
I think that was what I read yesterday.
Really?
$270 million. It was
wow.
around that, maybe 260. But
yeah.
What's $10 million when you get that high?
That's true.
That's a lot of money, though.
I know. So that's good. I was going to go see Dumb and Dumber, but it never materialized. Didn't get great reviews by
Mm-mm.
the critics.
No.
But people gave it... better reviews, I think. I guess they use Rotten Tomatoes as like that website that,
yeah.
that where people vote on movies and critics and stuff, you know.
Right.
So it was the critics really bashed it.
It made $38.1 million at the box office.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
you know, it's a movie without special effects or anything.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, its domestic total gross was $127 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of money.
How can
I
that
think
be?
A lot of people are interested. They want to see it. Maybe they didn't enjoy it, but who right. cares? People want to see it.
Exactly.
They
you know?
Still, yeah.
Even if there's a couple funny moments. But, you know, sometimes, I mean, comedies can be bad, you know. Sometimes you just get bored with it.
Right.
But I can't imagine how this movie would be bad, you know. I mean, it's just... It's a gross-out movie kind of a thing, you know, laugh out loud. And do you remember the first one?
I do, yeah. And sorry, the 127 was Dumb and Dumber. That was the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Worldwide, it made $247
wow.
million. Dollars.
That's the first one.
But yeah, that was the first one.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, this one might do pretty well, too. I mean, you know, 38 is not bad.
No, it's not bad for the opening weekend. But I think, I don't think people... They're more, oh, I want to see it because the first one was so good. But all
right.
I've heard is it doesn't live up to it. They should have left it with the first one.
Yeah. I know. It's taken, what, 20 years since the original one, I think.
Yeah.
And it's been through a lot of rewrites and things like that. So I don't know. So, you know, I guess when you have so many people working on it, maybe it doesn't come out great.
Right.
You know, when you rewrite something a million times, you bring in, you fire people, you bring in new people.
I just think when you have so much to live up to, mm-hmm. sometimes you try too hard.
Right.
And I think that maybe, I don't know, I haven't seen it, but I think they may have tried too hard to make this really funny.
Yeah.
And it ended up not being.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you know, for sequels to come out 20 years later, it's not very smart. But, you know, so because many people probably don't even remember the first one.
Right.
You know, it was some time ago. But, you know, I still want to see it. Maybe it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has some funny parts, but I also think that a lot of the funny stuff is probably put in the trailer.
Right.
The funniest things, which is
yeah.
always a disappointment when you go to see a movie and
it is.
The funniest stuff is.
I know, you already seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, December 16th, 1994.
Wow.
So it's literally...
Literally 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time.
94, did you say?
Yeah, 94.
94, yeah, mm-hmm. 20 years.
I was two.
Yeah. I know, isn't it funny, though, that you were born only 23 years ago? It doesn't seem like that, though, you know? I mean, 23 years seems so little, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like a lot.
I was two, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess we should make the announcement that you're going to be leaving the show. I mean, people will probably want to know about it.
Yeah.
So we don't just like spring it out on them on Friday.
Yeah, it's my last week.
But yeah, and that's sad. You know, I mean, we've gotten used to you and everything.
I know.
But it's understandable. You know, I mean, this is just midway to a big career and stuff like that. You know, so we wish you a lot of success and stuff. You know,
thank you. It's been. I'm gonna miss my morning.
Yeah. Huh?
My morning talk.
Talking shit all day. I know, but it's but you'll go into bigger and better things. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am excited. I'm going to be working behind the scenes more at a video production company, so I'm really I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do there? Do you know?
I'm going to be the client manager and post-production coordinator.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
That should be pretty.
So
cool.
I'll be working with the clients to make sure they get what they want. It's a commercial. They build commercials. They make commercials. So. It'll be interesting to learn more of that side of the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful, right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you're looking for a career in television, right?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. pretty much what you're after.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But so I'm that would help.
Yeah, definitely. And to learn more of the other side of the camera that I don't know about and just to build all the skills that I have to continue growing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are you still going to continue at the restaurant or is this going to take up all your time?
This is going to be...
Wonderful. Yeah. So you have like a good main job and stuff.
Yeah. My last day at the restaurant was last Friday.
So oh, wow.
That was...
So your life is really changing
now. That was
pretty
exciting.
Yeah. Are you relieved? I mean, it's been hard work for you at the restaurant.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And it was a long way away, a long drive and... It's going to be nice not to wait on people anymore.
Yeah, huh?
Some people are just so rude.
I know.
It's just like, oh.
I know. I mean, I can't imagine being a server is an easy job at all.
Yeah, it was a good run, but.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to not having it and to smell like pizza.
Yeah. Huh? How long did you work there at the restaurant?
Almost a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So good. Well, you're making progress. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure your mom's happy for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she gets in on Wednesday.
Oh, this Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Finally, the date has come, huh?
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. I went grocery shopping yesterday and got all the food, and I got her favorite bottle of wine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
I'm really excited.
Oh, wow. That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but maybe you can bring her in, you know, Thursday or Friday if she
wants
to.
Well, I was going to ask you, actually.
Really?
About that today.
She'll have a blast.
Yeah, I would love to bring her in.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'll keep Thursday or Friday open. We'll decide what day is better.
If that's okay, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe Friday, your last day would be appropriate. You
know?
I don't think we have any guests on Friday, so that would work. Awesome, yeah, because I'm dying to meet her. I mean, you've spoken so much about her and stuff.
Yeah.
And she'll get to be on the radio, too, in America. She'll have a memory of being on the radio and stuff.
Yeah.
She'll always be able to hear it. This is cool. Do your grandparents still listen every once in a while?
They listen every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every day. So
hi, Grandpa and Grandpa.
Yeah.
And Grandma.
They listen when they go to bed. So, because it's like, it's, what, about 3 o'clock right now in England, so when they go to bed, they always listen.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. Hey, Granny and Pop.
Yeah, it's nice to know we're being heard overseas.
Yeah.
Although I know we are, you know, I mean, there's, you know, out of the tens of thousands of people that listen, a lot of them are overseas. But it's always nice to, when you make it a little personal, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
When the people make themselves known.
Yeah.
And I get emails every once in a while from listeners. And it's a great feeling, you know, because you think about it and you go, man, that's a lot of people listening, you know. Yeah. Even if there were 50 people listening out there, you figure it's still, you it's, know,
yeah,
people listening to you. You
I know. It's cool. It's a cool feeling.
It is. So I'm glad about that. We'll see how much longer I'm going to go with this. Probably till I die, right? Who wants to do anything else, for crying out loud?
Yeah.
You know? So I'm probably going to stick with this for a while, at least with the radio station. But I figure as long as the station is around, I'm going to do my show. You know?
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I never thought I'd be on radio, you know. I mean, it's I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I'd always want to be the DJs, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd want to be the people on the radio.
Yeah.
Because they were surrounded with music and talking and funny stuff and... You know, I always thought, wow, you know, this could be really cool.
And it puts you in a good mood. When I listen to the radio, I'm always like, oh, I don't know. I like it. I love listening. It's fun.
Yeah, it puts you close to the people on the radio, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
As a listener.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I used to listen to Howard Stern every day for years. I mean, I think 20 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just don't have time to listen anymore. You know, I'm not in the car that much.
Right.
So, and when you're at home, you don't really listen to radio.
Yeah.
I don't. So it's, so yeah, I miss that, you know. But I've always listened to radio and I've always wanted to do it. So the way I started the station is because... I always wanted to do a radio show, so I thought, mm-hmm. wow, this would be
Why
cool.
Why not?
Yeah. So I went and bought like a mixer and a couple microphones, and I looked for a co-host, and I found someone, so we started practicing in my dining room.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And that never materialized because she had some other great gigs she had to do, so I found someone else. And from day one, it was always great. It was very irreverent in the beginning, you know. I mean, we had a few other edgy comedians on the station and stuff. So the sometimes the shows would be kind of racy and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But then it's evolved over the years, you know. It's like, I guess it depends on the other personality too, you know, because
right.
it's like the co-host is half the show.
Yeah.
So, and I'm always open and flexible, so always just let the show go wherever it goes, you mm-hmm. know. I never really had any specific plans for it, and I got a lot of it out of my system, so, you know. Yeah.
When did you start adding shows to the station?
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because when it wasn't just like one show. By the time when I launched it, we had about 9 shows already. Because
wow.
I put out ads and Craigslist and stuff, mm-hmm. so people were interested before the station was even started.
Yeah.
You know, so... So I got a few people to join. We had 3 daily shows, so that kept the station going every day
yeah.
until we started filling up the shows. But it was a lot of fun, you know. Most of the people that were there in the beginning are not with us anymore, but some of them actually still are, believe mm-hmm. it or not.
That's cool. And I mean, I saw last night that there's another show that's been added, Bikini...
Yeah, the classic
Divas.
Bikini Divas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just continues to keep adding more shows.
Yeah, I know, cool. I know. And this show is interesting because these are like older ladies, you know. And I mean, one of them is in her 70s and she's in bikini contests and stuff, you know.
Wow.
And it's pretty cool to see that, you know, because you figure, you know, it's like you're never too old. You know,
yeah.
I mean, obviously she's not going to look like a 20-year-old, but at the same time, it's that self-confidence to be able to continue and view yourself as attractive.
Definitely.
Well into your older years, I
yeah.
guess. And the other one, is, I think, is in her late 50s or 60s or early 60s or something. I'm not sure. But they're very fun women. So if you guys have time, you should listen today at 1 o'clock. And yeah, I mean, we've got like about 3-4 shows starting this week alone.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's keeping me busy, but it's fun. You know, a lot of people mm-hmm. want to be on radio, and we made it possible for people to actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, so
definitely
people love this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna miss you. We're definitely going to miss you. You know, I get used to seeing you every day and
yeah,
stuff, you know.
I'm really going to miss it. I'm going to miss yeah. being here. But whenever you need a guest,
yeah.
let me know.
Okay. We'll call you. So, but that's going to keep you busy, right? It's a full-time job, I imagine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. It is. But it's cool that they took you. I mean, you don't have much experience in behind the scenes, right? In video production?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I know how to work.
You've been exposed to video production and stuff?
Yeah, editing, and I've done all... In college, the last year, when I was a sports reporter, I shot, edit, uploaded, exported everything of all my own stuff. So I know how to do it all.
Good for you.
But I'm excited to learn more about it and learn different aspects.
Right. Yeah. Meet new people, and it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward
very
to
good.
It.
Very good. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. And it couldn't have worked out better that... With the timing, I mean, I start December 1st, but I'm able to take next week off and Thanksgiving with my mom, so it's really
good for
you.
Feel
very lucky that it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you're starting December 1st, right before the holidays?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Sometimes people will just wait until the first of the year, but but they're probably busy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Get me in there.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, let's start tackling the news. We don't have a guest today. Tomorrow we're going to have a bunch of people who are American Indians, and they made a movie, which sounds pretty fascinating to me. So they're going to be here. In fact, a couple of the people I've met before at the station here, they came on different shows, and they're known actors and stuff, you know, in their field.
Yeah, awesome.
So they'll be here tomorrow. That should be cool. And some of the guests are going to call in. So this is going to be like a whole party here, I'm sure.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So, let's start with the Ebola. I guess a second person died in the U.S., a doctor. And I guess a doctor again, right? The first one was a doctor, too.
I'm not exactly sure, but is this the guy that just got transported?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, he was in really bad condition. And
that's what they said.
The worst that they'd seen, yeah.
Right. And he died from it. And, you know, I just feel so bad because these are the doctors, you know. They obviously give their lives to try and save people. And, you know, that's amazing to me. Yeah, mm-hmm. That people would do that and put their lives at risk. But you wonder, you know, I mean, despite all the precautions they take, they still contract the disease. You know, it must be a pretty bad one.
Yeah, definitely. But it's the whole Ebola talk has gone down a lot.
Yeah.
Until this guy. But obviously, I mean, he was only here for, I think it was 3 days, two days. I mean, I think I saw on Friday that he was transported here. Mm. So no one is really contracting the disease here now, which I think puts down the level of people being scared.
They sort of contained it here, I guess.
And it really does suck. I mean, that they're going there to help people and they're contracting the disease. But also when you go there, I feel like you have to kind of have the knowledge that maybe I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, I think they know what they're getting themselves in for.
Yeah, I think they do. They do. And sometimes all the precautions don't help and they get sick and they die, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's sad, but I'm glad it's under control more.
Yeah. They're saying it's rare for someone to die in the United States from Ebola because medical and monetary resources are extensive. But apparently he was already sick when he got here.
Yeah.
Very sick, like you said. So he's been, he came from Sierra Leone.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just glad I, you know, stay away from that stuff. And on something related, I guess there was an outbreak on a cruise ship again of stomach flu, norovirus, they call it. And more than 170 people sick on a ship.
Wow.
On a Princess cruise. And
where was it going?
It was going to Hawaii and Haiti, I guess. And
it's an interesting cruise.
Yeah. A nearly month-long trip. How can you be on a ship for a month?
They have those. And it was probably a really good deal. You can get the best deals on cruises. Mm-hmm. There was one that goes from Barcelona to Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like a, I think it's a 2-3 week maybe trip. And you go to all these amazing places. My parents have been on one that goes from, oh, where did they go? They left from Miami and they went all around the British Virgin Islands, and it was like, it was probably a 2-3 week cruise.
Yeah.
But you get the best deals.
That's
I mean,
true.
It's all inclusive.
Yeah. I know,
and
I love
cruises.
You see
the most incredible places.
But you're in close proximity with so many people, you know.
Right.
That's the amazing thing. But it's amazing that not more people get sick, I think, if anything else.
Yeah.
But they're saying that now, you know, the cruise line, you know, totally took the precautions that the CDC has recommended or ordered or whatever. But there's still the outbreak. Did you know, I mean, this ship can handle, I mean, the capacity is 3,000 passengers and an additional 1,100 crew members.
Wow.
That means that there's a crew member for every two passengers.
Well, yeah, because when you go to dinner on a cruise ship, I mean, there's so many people.
Right.
You get like four people just to serve your table.
That's true.
It's insane. And then you have like all the different activities. I watched have you ever watched Undercover Boss?
No, I never have, but
oh,
I've
my
heard
gosh,
about
you
it.
Need to watch it. It's,
yeah?
Yeah, it's a tearjerker.
Really?
It gets me every
Whoa.
Time. About like the CEO of the company goes undercover to see what problems they have in the company, but they always pick people that have a story, and then at the end, the guy says, oh, I'm not whoever, I'm the CEO, and then end up giving the people gifts, like $10,000 to help them go to pay for college. But there was one that, I think it was Norwegian Cruise Line, and there was somebody just to work with the ice skating rink. Mm. I mean, how often is there an ice skating rink on the ship? Once a day, tops? And there's somebody just to do that. There's somebody there's like four people just to do the rock climbing.
Uh-huh.
There's all these random things
right.
that have people assigned to.
Yeah.
So I can totally see how there's that many people on board.
Yeah, you know, plus all the mechanics and
yeah,
things like that.
People that
know.
Clean.
Right.
There's people that paint, that clean and just scrub the boat and paint it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, if someone's never been on a cruise ship, I highly recommend it. And, you know, but I don't know that I could handle more than a few days, you know, maybe a week at most. But a month on the ship, I don't know, man. It's
right.
I would get claustrophobic or something.
Yeah, it's kind of a long time. But
yeah.
if you're getting off every day,
yeah,
you need to
get off
every day.
Yeah, if you do, you know. But I can't see a cruise to Hawaii where you get off every day till you get there. You know,
right.
You just don't. And then you said from a cruise to Miami from where was it again?
Haiti.
From Haiti to Miami? No, you mentioned from Europe, right?
Oh, from Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona to Miami.
Right. So there's nothing in the middle. I mean, it's just the Atlantic. But only when they get to
I
the
guess
States,
so, yeah.
then they get to... but it would still take... I mean, at sea, you'd be there for a long time, probably two
yeah.
weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A week, 2 weeks, who knows?
Yeah.
They don't go very fast, these huge ships.
I went on one with three of my girlfriends when I was at school, and we went out of Orlando, and we went down to the Bahamas, and we went to two islands there. And I mean, this can be done in a day and a half.
Mm.
Orlando to Bahamas and back. You can do that in a day and a half.
Yeah.
And between, there was a whole day between two of the Bahamas the islands in Bahamas is an island that was just for the Carnival cruise ships that they own.
Right.
And then there was Nassau that we went to, the main island in Bahamas. And we, I don't even think we were moving the whole day that we went between Nassau and the island that Carnival owns. Because, I mean, it's like, it can take 20 minutes. And I really don't even think the engine was on. It was, but that meant that it was so, like, we were moving like crazy.
Really?
Side to side, yeah.
Wow.
My friend got such bad seasickness. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She was in bed the whole time. She was miserable.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
yeah. You definitely need to know if you've got motion sickness before you get on the ship.
Yeah.
You know? Because then it's too late, man.
Right.
And you don't enjoy any of it.
We were at dinner and like our drinks were moving. It was that bad.
That's funny. Yeah. But on the large ships, you don't feel the movement as much.
Yeah.
Unless the sea is pretty...
And especially when you're moving, it's when you're not going as fast that you get more motion, I guess.
Because it's bobbing in the waves and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, let's see. What else is going on? This man was pushed to death in the New York subway station.
In the Bronx.
In the Bronx, is that where it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And his wife was with him.
Yeah. He was 61 and he got pushed in front of the subway.
Wow. Into the tracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then he was ran over.
Yeah. God, can you imagine and watching this if you're the wife? Wow.
Yeah, awful.
I mean, I would die if I had to watch it.
I know.
And not knowing the person, you know. I mean, you can just imagine. You know, sometimes do you wonder about all the people that have to pick up the pieces after accidents like this? I mean, it's like the worst job ever, you know, pick up body parts and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that people see.
Definitely.
Yeah. There was, so the woman was taken to a hospital for trauma. And they're not saying whether there was any altercation before that or anything, but they can't find the guy that pushed him.
Well, they don't think that there was he had anything to do with him.
The one that pushed him?
Yeah.
Oh, so he just kind of pushed him.
But why would you push somebody?
Yeah.
But he's 61. But I guess there's been other. I've never heard of this anything like this before. But in 2013. In April, a man was pushed by a homeless man. And then in December 2012, it happened twice.
Wow.
Twice in 1 month.
Oh, God.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And what about the people that just fall, that don't get pushed?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people fall.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
God, man.
That must be an awful way of dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least it's quick. You know, it's quick.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows what's a better way to die, man?
Yeah.
I just, sometimes I think about it, and I definitely don't want a slow death.
Yeah. Not an airplane.
Yeah, not an airplane or even illness or anything, you know. That's why I got to give up those cigarettes, man. They're saying, I was just reading that in 3 years, if you quit smoking, in 3 years, most of the damage is gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it can be, it's like... You know, you're doing a lot better, obviously.
Yeah.
So I need to do that. You know, I mean, nobody smokes anymore. I feel like a fool. And that would be a slow death. I definitely wouldn't want to.
Yeah. There was another ISIS killing.
Yes. Yes. I didn't even want to mention that because, I mean, it's like, how can people even watch that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, could you even imagine watching a beheading?
No.
I would die.
But this one wasn't of the same. It's not the same.
This is the same type of execution, right?
Yeah, and they think that.
How was it different?
The video wasn't the same.
Oh,
and they didn't show the execution at the end of the video. They just show his head.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I guess people are saying that the guy, it was Peter Kasig, obviously put up a fight and realized that it was the end and wanted just to ruin it. So obviously something happened there, and they didn't show another hostage that they have like they have done in previous videos.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a different kind of video.
Wow. Well, how sad, man.
Yeah.
How sad.
It was his head was shown at the end of a 15-minute montage boasting of the group's killings of Syrian soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how do Americans end up in that place? I have no idea. What are they doing there, for crying out loud?
He's a former U.S. Army Ranger and American aid worker. So he's an aid worker again. So these are the people that they've been...
Yeah, but why do people do that? I mean, why would you become a, you know...
An aid worker
like that? I mean, what the hell? You know, I would never go. You can't pay me enough to go to that part of the world.
Right.
But some people, they have motives. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to help people.
Yeah. Yikes. Are you still thinking of going to Israel?
Yeah, I am. I might put it off till January, though.
Really?
Yeah. When I'm most needed there, because we need to make some arrangements for my parents and things like that. So I might not go right away. I don't really feel like going, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really feel like going, but I'll go because I miss my parents a lot. And, you know, and I mean, as you get older, you start getting lonelier and stuff. You know, everybody is like into their own families and and that. So you don't see friends as much and things like that. So they have to keep active going to, they have clubs that they go to and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
Like social clubs. And more trouble in those third world countries, I guess in Kenya, this woman was stripped naked in the street in Nairobi, and because she was dressed with a miniskirt.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so these men attacked her, and was captured on video, and, you know, so there's like an outrage on social media and everything because people have seen this, and you know, again, you've seen cowards attacking, you know, helpless women, just like we see in India and all these other godforsaken places, and women are just treated as garbage, as property, as dispensable.
Yeah.
And that outrages me to no end, you know, because just imagine if this was like your daughter or like your wife or something, you know, and... You know, and you live in these places and they just don't give you any freedom at all. And people take it upon themselves to enforce the law.
Right.
You know, and so, so yeah, I hope they catch these men and castrate them, castrate them completely, man. They don't deserve to ever be turned on. They're like, you know, so I guess there were rallies out there, too, for pro and against. You know, people are saying, you know, you got to put on clothes, blah, blah, blah. But this is, you know, so, I mean, there's no choice. There's no free choice in these places. And I just feel sorry for those people that are unfortunate enough to be born and have to live there.
Yeah.
You know, although, you know, they say... You gotta look at it from the perspective of that culture and not from your culture, because other cultures view things differently and stuff. But in what culture is this okay? You know, that's what I want to know.
Right.
Apparently there. But forget Africa, man. Another place I don't want to go to. You know, I mean, South Africa was good, but that's about as far as I'm getting into, into Africa, you know. Don't give me, you know, I mean, you see, they have all these flashpoints around the world where people are in danger and people still travel there. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, stay at home. There's so much to see here.
Right. It's true.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what's with Kim Kardashian's ass? What I mean, you know, now they're saying that she paid money to have that ass. Is that true?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, surgery or something like that? I mean, why would you?
In one episode, I mean, this is a while ago, but in one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she was being accused of this so much in the media that she took x-rays of her butt and released it.
Really?
To show that she didn't have implants. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think she has.
That's a big butt.
They
all
do though.
But I'm wondering if, you know how we said her waist is so thin? I'm wondering if that was surgery or if
I'm
she's
sure
really
it was
like that.
Photoshopped.
But if it's photoshopped, then when you see her in real life, it won't look like that. So I'm wondering though, if in real life, if she looks like that too, you know? I mean, it just seemed an impossibly narrow waist, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it did. But I just think it was just nipped in a bit on Photoshop.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so. Miss Honduras uh-huh. Has gone missing just days before the start of the Miss World pageant.
Wow.
Her and her sister went
missing.
They're both missing? Yeah, they both went missing on Thursday.
Wow.
The Central American County Police said, country, sorry. But that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That she's gone missing right before the pageant.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's one of the contestants who see her as a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
I don't know if you remember, but this was a long time ago with, there was a case with Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, I think. They were both ice skaters, and Nancy Kerrigan was attacked by somebody, and her knee was broken, her leg was broken or something. And then they discovered it was a fellow competitor that arranged for it. Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
Yikes. So that's that taking happens. Wow.
Yeah. So people do that. I mean, you know, they're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do. But so she's gone missing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, talking about crazy things, I guess the TSA discovered cocaine in raw meat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I think, you know, you'd be suspicious right away if you carry meat in your suitcase.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
You know, besides, I don't think you're even supposed to bring any farm animals and things like that, you know. They sometimes ask you if you've been in contact with animals and farms and stuff when you come here,
depending where you're coming from, yeah.
Right. So what's amazing is that, you know, I mean, the TSA is really, they have the responsibility to find explosives and things like that, but they run into drugs all the time, you know, illegal substances and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I bet you they have dogs that sniff out this stuff. You
right.
know? I would never trust my suitcase to go unchecked.
And like you said, I mean, traveling with meat is just a little... Well, strange.
I know. So, you know, but people do put it in other things as well, you know, like fruit and books, cat litter, peanut butter. But,
put it in a bag and then put it in the peanut butter?
Probably. I don't know how. Yeah, I mean, once you put it in there, you're not going to be able to smoke it with all the peanut butter on it.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was thinking.
But I mean, I'm just amazed at the courage that people have, you know. And were you here? I don't think it was you. It was before you when we had Billy. What was his last name? I forgot. The guy that smuggled hash out of Turkey. It was before you, right?
Okay, yeah. I think so.
And, I mean, they made a movie about him, Midnight Express. He was here on the show, and he smuggled hash out of Turkey, but that was like in the late 70s, when they weren't really checking, but he did get busted in the end because they were looking for bombers. But I wonder how people can expect to get away with this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm tempted to sometimes take stuff with me on the plane, but it's like I wouldn't even begin to take the chance on this, you know?
Right.
It's going to ruin your whole frigging trip.
Yeah.
Why do people think they can get away with
this?
Not just
your trip.
No idea. Yeah, I know. Go right into jail instead of into the plane.
Right.
I know. They were coming from Thailand.
Wow.
From Thailand to the States. No, wait a minute. No, I'm confusing another story. I'm confusing another story altogether. Yeah. They were coming from where? From San Jose. Oh, okay. They were attempting to travel from San Jose to Seattle.
Wait, that's a really short flight.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Why even take... drive the friggin' thing over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, I mean that shows. Yeah, that shows you stupidity. I mean, just drive the friggin' thing if you need to smuggle cocaine.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Definitely.
People are whacked out, man. I'm telling you. But I did bring the Thai police because this is sort of like related because it has to do with airplanes too and stuff. But I guess these Americans tried to ship infant body parts from Thailand to the States. They
had they killed them?
No, apparently not. They stole the parts from a museum that's inside a hospital. So like a baby's head, severed foot,
yikes.
Things like this. It's like, why? You know, why would you do that?
Yeah.
They're saying they wanted to surprise their friends in the States. Right.
Surprise them?
Yeah. I mean, what's that about, you know? So,
yeah.
But then again, you know, people try to get away with this stuff. There's video cameras everywhere today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, why would you even take chances like this?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that's why I don't understand how stupid people can be to take chances like this. And for what? You know, now they're arrested. Now they're going to be in jail.
Right.
For, you know, who knows what the punishment is for something like this.
Yeah. But, yikes.
Yeah, and that's from Thailand. That's that happened in Thailand there. So, body parts in a museum. Now, who would want to go to a museum and see a baby's head? I have
no idea. That's troubling just thinking about that. That's awful.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Adult heart and adult skin. Oh, wow. Okay, we'll change the subject.
Yeah. Well, Christmas is close.
Yeah, it is.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
No, I don't, but I take a lot of joy in the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't put a tree in the house and,
right.
You know, or go to church, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I enjoy it a great deal. It's a great season.
Yeah, yeah. I get a tree. I'm excited.
Yeah.
And all the, like, Home Depot, and there's a place by where I live, right almost on the beach, that is, like, cornered off already
for the trees.
Oh, yeah, wow. I'm excited to go pick one out and decorate.
Yeah.
And listen. I'm already listening to Christmas music, I have to admit. Yes. Well, one of my favorite radio stations, it's always tuned into my car, it turns over to a Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to a Christmas station, so it's already over.
Wow. That's early, man. I mean, God, it's over a month away. But that's the thing. I think, you know, once the holiday gets here, it goes by really fast.
Exactly. I
mean, it's a day or two. So it's usually the build-up towards a holiday that's the big deal. Like with Halloween, too, you know. I mean, it's just one night.
Exactly. And I feel like if I was in England, I would probably already be putting up my Christmas tree, but...
Really?
In America, I feel like it's not as accepted because it's like Thanksgiving hasn't even been yet.
Right. But what do you care? It's your house.
True. The weekend after Thanksgiving. That'll be...
Yeah.
That'll be the Christmas tree.
That's when you'll do it.
Yeah. Christmas tree decorating.
You can do it now.
Day.
Nobody will care. I'm telling you.
But you can't even go get one, really.
Oh, really? You don't have them out yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the day after Thanksgiving that they really put the trees out.
I see.
Like go full force.
Wow, but that doesn't give them much time. It only gives them about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But then you have to have the decorations down by the start of the year.
Yeah.
Or it's unlucky.
Oh, really? Some people keep that up for months.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. I mean, it's always like that. You know, after New Year's, it's just...
Right.
It's like everything's back to normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
After a month or so of celebration and... festivities.
Yeah, then it's like everything is just like, meh.
Yeah. I know.
Yep.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
It's a buzzkill.
Everything comes and goes, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, the Pope's going to visit, so, you know, that's pretty cool.
Hmm.
Do you have any connection to the Pope at all? I mean, do you view him as someone special or anything like that?
I don't really think about it, so I don't know.
You're not a religious person.
Not really.
Yeah. Do you ever go to church at all? Just for weddings?
Yeah. My granny took me a couple of times when I was younger.
Uh-huh. But that's about it,
but
right?
Yeah. That's about it.
Okay, so the Pope's being here is inconsequential to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I know. But you know what? I mean, it's a good thing. You know, I think religion all in all keeps people in check for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, again, for the most part, you look at religious people, they're kind people. They're nice people, you know. But, you know, I'm not talking about the ones that kill and murder in the name of religion.
Right.
But the majority, you know, the regular people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. He's not going to be here. He's going to be in Philadelphia. So nobody ever comes here, man. You know?
I'm surprised. LA's a great place.
I know, but it's on the West Coast. We're not really part of the country.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more stuff happening back east.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess U2's Bono injured himself in Central Park. Spilled off a bike, and
ouch.
Yeah, And he broke his arm, so he needs surgery now.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's scary because I ride the bike and sometimes I wonder, you know?
I wonder how he fell. He must have hit a rock or something because...
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't say how, you know?
I feel like not a lot of people... If you ride a bike often...
Right.
I couldn't imagine falling off a bike and breaking my arm right now.
Yeah. Well, it depends, you know? Yeah. I mean, you never know what could happen. You try to avoid something.
It's true.
Or like you said, maybe he ran over something, a rock or something like that. Who knows? But I'm not... I think that band is overrated quite a bit, you know? Do you like U2?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
But I thought it was very strange when... The whole album was downloaded on everybody's iPhone or whatever through iCloud. I thought that was... I didn't like that.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's an invasion.
Yeah.
That's you true. Have access to my phone through iCloud? Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I'm just not crazy about their music, you know. I mean, I know they're a good band and everything, but it's just not my kind of music.
Yeah.
You know,
so. I like it, but...
Yeah. They're Irish, right? I think they're Irish, an Irish band. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Finally, I guess there's been rumors that Richard Branson of Virgin is going to put up money to reform Led Zeppelin for a reunion tour, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying that Robert Plant, who's the singer, the lead singer of Led Zeppelin, they're saying he turned down an $800 million contract that would have led to the reunion. The only problem with it, it's not true. It's just rumors. So Robert Plant calls it rubbish. Richard Branson says it's never happened. And
well, I think that would be weird if he had.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll offer you $8 million to get back together.
$800 million.
$800 million. So firstly, who would say no?
$1 billion, right.
And secondly, why does Richard Branson care?
Yeah, exactly. Like, to put out $1 billion almost, right, for Led Zeppelin. Well, maybe it would have made him loved even more. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? That's weird.
I know. It would be cool to have a Led Zeppelin reunion, though. I mean, they were one of the most defining bands of the 70s. And, you know, so then there's been rumors that they're going to name one of their planes Led Zeppelin and Stairway to Heaven and stuff like that.
How many people are there in the band?
Three or four. I remember.
So they would get like $200 million each.
Probably something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah.
Which would just be such a waste of money.
I know. That's 500 million pounds.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. He says, as much as I love the band, there's absolutely no truth to the story. How do people start rumors like this? I wonder.
I wonder, for it to really go viral,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's How do you amazing. Start something like that?
Yeah. I don't know. You have to have a lot of followers, first of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was somebody at a news outlet.
Yeah. Did you see on, I think it was on Friday, where these window cleaners at the New World Trade Center, they were hanging by a cord. Their platform thing.
Broke. Oh, my God.
And they were, like, hanging there.
That's so scary.
I'm telling you. And you look at this, when you look at it from the bottom, I mean, it looks like, wow, you know. And so the way they were rescued, I thought, there's no way the firemen are going to, like, suspend themselves from the top of the building and go down.
Right.
And then go all the way up. So what they did is they cut through the glass of one of the windows and they pulled them in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, imagine that feeling.
I know, but you know what? The thing is, I can't imagine them being that scared, because to take that job in the first place, you have to be fearless.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, because we just look at them and we get scared. You know, imagine being on there.
Mm-hmm.
How can you possibly do this and you suspend it on two wires?
Yeah. You know? Their stomach must have dropped, though, like yeah. when you go on a roller coaster.
I know. It's like hanging to one side, you know. I'm surprised they didn't even fall out.
Wow.
That would have been scary stuff, man. I don't know who would take jobs like this.
Yeah.
People take some jobs that I have absolutely no idea why they do that.
Right.
But they do. They do. I'm sure it pays well, but still, I could find a lot of other jobs that pay well.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune into Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.